Hi, In Focus listeners. This is Kyle Gassett. Just a program note before you hear today's show. Carolyn Hutchison and I taped this interview yesterday, and this morning there have been some new developments announced in the Dadeville shooting case. Two teenage brothers have been charged with four counts of reckless murder in the Saturday night shooting that killed four young people and injured 32 others. Tyreek McCullough, 17, and Travis McCullough, 16, both of Tuskegee, have been charged as adults with four counts of reckless murder. We'll continue to keep you updated here on Troy Public Radio with the latest updates. And now, on to the show.
From Troy Public Radio, this is In Focus, and I'm Carolyn Hutchison. On Saturday night, April 15th, four teens were killed at a birthday party and scores of others injured in a mass shooting in Dadeville, a rural community in central Alabama. Kyle Gassett was alerted by NPR and was one of the first reporters on the scene. He tells us what he encountered in his pre-dawn arrival as he talked with people who showed uncommon courage under the worst of circumstances. Kyle Gassett, welcome to In Focus. This is certainly a week of news, and you have been covering it since the get-go.
Thanks for having me, Carolyn. And yes, it has been a very busy week.
What happened on Saturday night that got you out of bed and on the scene?
Well, I was awakened at 2:30 by one of the overnight editors at NPR telling me that he had heard news that there was a shooting at a birthday party in Dadeville, Alabama, and was trying to get some more information about it and wondered if I had heard, number one, and if I could pull together some information. There wasn't a lot at that point. There was just a couple of articles and a few places, very small notices, and really, and a couple of publications or online publications and some talk on Twitter. But after I got in and looked a little further, I realized that there was probably something more to the story, and at the very least, I should go and check it out just to make sure. So I called NPR back and said that I would be heading to Dadeville and made my preparations and got in the car and drove there, Carolyn, and got there about 3:30, 3:45 a.m.
What did you find when you got there?
Well, Dadeville is a very small community. Probably a lot of our listeners know, if they've been there, that it's got a very small town square. Much of that town square was roped off. The police had placed tape around much of it and weren't letting anybody in. The police also were not giving any information. Both I and my editor had called the sheriff's department and were told that they weren't giving information. They would take our numbers and call us back when they had some. And the police, when I arrived on the scene, said that they weren't giving any out. But whenever there was a press conference, they would come and find me. So, Carolyn, at that point, at 4:30 a.m. in the morning, you just sort of walk around and see what you can see. And I happened to see a car full of people and one woman who was awake. Everybody else was asleep. And so I knocked on the window and I interviewed her. And she happened to be the mother of the woman who owned the dance studio. So she gave me a little bit of information. And then for much of the morning, we're waiting for police conferences to commence. I was talking and working with my fellow journalists that were out there. There were a number of publications and television stations out there as well. And then I happened to interview another woman on the perimeter who was about a block away from the dance studio. And she said that she was the grandmother of the girl whose birthday party it was, at the Sweet 16 birthday party, and that her brother, Phil Dowdle, was shot. And this woman's name was Annette Allen. She was the grandmother. And she also said that her daughter had been shot but had recovered. And Carolyn, you can just imagine the anguish that she was experiencing. And she had some very strong words about what she thought about gun control and the need for it in the state of Alabama. And here's what she said.
Stop being violent and get along with each other and put God first, foremost. That's what they need to do, learn about God, and they would know not to be picking up guns and shooting and killing people, taking innocent people alive.
It's amazing that she held it together enough to talk with you because the crime scene was unfolding. And you also talked with a pastor there.
That's right. After we had a couple of press briefings from the police, in which we really didn't learn much, the police are being very tight-lipped about this investigation, which is frustrating to a number of community members that I heard back from. I did go to a vigil, and I spoke with Pastor Fred Hutcherson, and then later, the question that I asked him, he talked about in front of a larger vigil when he spoke at the lawn of the First Baptist Church, and here's what he said.
The question was asked to me earlier. What do I want the nation to know about Dayville? And the answer is that we are a village that will come together to take care of our children.
So that's Pastor Fred Hutcherson of the Zion Hill Baptist Church, and he was talking with the crowd. And as you can hear, Carolyn, they're putting a lot of the focus in Dadeville and in the community on the children. This was a youth event, and they were thinking about how this was going to have an impact on them as they started back to school on Monday, because they did hold school on Monday.
Do we have any information from the hospital who received, I think there were, 28 injuries and there were 4 deaths? Any word about the hospital situation?
Yes, Carolyn. Actually, Heidi Smith of the Lake Martin Community Hospital gave a press conference on Monday morning talking about the victims that they had received and processed in the hospital, some of whom were actually flown to other medical centers across the state. They had 5 in critical condition, and here's the number that she was talking about.
It's very traumatic in healthcare setting, in the emergency room setting, when you have one gunshot wound come through. But when you have 15, and they're all teenagers, our staff has been through a lot, and they stood up like troopers. They did a fantastic job. They are heroes. The rural hospitals are heroes in this situation and will continue to be.
Carolyn, there were actually, as of the last reported number, as we're taping this on Tuesday afternoon, there are 32 injuries total that are coming from this.
Wow. One of the most poignant conversations you had was with someone who was involved in graduation for their child, and yet this was a death. What happened there?
Yes, as we heard a little bit earlier in our conversation, Annette Allen was the grandmother, and she was who I initially encountered when I, one of the first family member that I initially encountered when I got to Dadeville. The BBC, our colleagues at the BBC, ended up interviewing LaTanya Allen, who was the mother of both Alexis Allen, who it was her sweet 16 birthday party, and Phil Dowdle, who was unfortunately the track star and soon-to-be football player for Jacksonville State University, who died. And here's what she said about this particular moment in her life.
So, Kyle, what's next? You and I have been talking about the fact that maybe we need to find out what schools are doing to implement safety procedures.
I think that would be a great conversation. I think, you know, as we move forward and continuing conversations about what this incident and others mean for the state of Alabama. Of course, here at Troy Public Radio, we want to open the conversation appropriately and keep listeners informed with any new information we get. But right now, I think if we can keep the community of Dadeville in our thoughts and send as much support to them as we can, I think that's what I've heard a lot of people asking for, Carolyn, in the community.
Well, thank you so much, Kyle. You're being asked by several media outlets to provide information about what's happening and what has happened in Dadeville. So thank you for keeping our listeners up to date here on In Focus.
Thank you, Carolyn.
Joining us was Troy Public Radio's operations manager, Kyle Gassett, one of the first reporters on the scene after the April 15th mass shooting in Dadeville, Alabama. As the story continues to unfold, Central Alabama Crime Stoppers is offering a $5,000 reward for information that leads to an arrest. All Crime Stopper calls and tips are anonymous. The number is 334-215-STOP. That's 215-STOP. Thanks for joining us today for In Focus, which is now a podcast on NPR One or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Carolyn Hutchison, and this is listener-supported Troy Public Radio.